I'm privileged to speak with Gisela Inayosa of Cobalt to talk about her experience of working in cybersecurity. Thank you so much for joining us today. First thing I wanted to ask you was, you are a pen tester, from what I've been told. Exactly what is pen testing?
So basically, as a pen tester, we are hired to break into the company that has hired us. So we test their either their internal network or their external network, their web API. Basically, we're hired to do what a malicious actor would do and try to report the findings, and then they can remediate them and, you know, have better security posture from this assessment.
Okay. And how did you actually get into this particular area of cybersecurity and in cybersecurity in general?
Yeah, so I studied computer science in college, so I figured I would go into development. But once I graduated, I was having a hard time finding a development job. So what I ended up doing was actually going to software testing, and I found out I was really good at it, and I stayed doing software testing for 6 years, but then I kind of got a little bit of bored of it. And then I was thinking about switching careers, and my husband's like, well, what have you always wanted to do? And I'm like, well, I've always wanted to hack. But it's like, but who's going to pay me for that, right? Like, that's not something that you normally find like a type of job kind of thing. But I did some research, and I found that in Austin, that's where I live, there was a company named Rapid7. And I applied the first time. They didn't really contact me the first time. And I kind of saw what their requirements was. I'm like, okay, so I guess I need some security certification. So I got my first security certification, the Security Plus. And then from there, I reapplied. And then I got contacted, and they're like, well, we have this position. It's a security analyst position. And it, basically what they were doing is we're gathering a team of people who maybe did not have a lot of security background, but wanted to become pen testers, but they also had some IT skills. So it was pretty good, because software testing is basically, it's similar. The only difference is here I'm looking for actual security vulnerabilities and helping the company. So that's how I got started in pen testing. And I was with Rapid7 for 4 years or so. And from there, you know, I went from an analyst to a consultant. And, you know, as I kept growing my career, I also kept learning more and more stuff. You know, I started with the easy stuff, like the externals and web apps, then eventually moved into like internal networking and some IoT hacking, and then mobile application.
Aside from the hacking part, what have you enjoyed about being a pen tester?
So pen testing is pretty big. Like, there's so many different like specializations. Like, there's red teaming, which is more of what you think about a malicious actor doing. So like being quiet and trying to get into their network from the outside. And then there's like IoT testing, which is like hardware testing. And they're so big and broad that there's always something new to learn. And that's actually what I like about this career. I don't necessarily know everything, and that's okay. Just keeping up with your skills and learning new things. And it's always like a challenge. And that's the fun part of it. It's not doing the same thing over and over again. I definitely want to stay in cybersecurity, and I think I picked the right branch of cybersecurity, and I want to continue this long term. Now I'm more specializing. Instead of doing the internal and web apps externals, I'm doing more advanced pen tests.
For those that want to get into cybersecurity, what are the typical career paths that people, particularly women, could expect to pursue?
So there is two really big branches of cybersecurity. So there's the red teaming, which is what I'm part of, which is like pen testing, and that's more of the offensive side. Mm-hmm. And then there's the blue teaming, that the blue team is more the defensive side. So they're the ones stopping the attackers from getting into their systems. So those are the two main sections of cybersecurity. Obviously, they break down a lot more, but yeah, those are the two biggest ones.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges, either being in cybersecurity or being a woman. What challenges have you faced pursuing this particular area in your career?
So I think something that we in cybersecurity in general face a lot is burnout, since it is constantly learning new things and a lot of us experience it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way to kind of mitigate that is to have hobbies outside of work. It's really easy to, especially for hacking, that mm-hmm. all your hobbies kind of surround your work. So yeah. It's kind of hard to distinguish between both of them. Like, for example, sometimes like we'll be studying for a certification or something, and then we work, and then we, after work, we are studying for the certification or something. And mm-hmm. then especially like working from home now, it's really hard to kind of disconnect. So for sure, having some hobbies outside of work and, you know, try to set a schedule for you and stick to it.
Is it that engrossing in terms of pursuing your goals or just the work itself? What compels you to probably spend a lot more time than what you probably anticipated?
I think it's both. So, I mean, you know, it never fails that you're on an engagement and like you're having a hard time getting shell on something. And then like at the last moment, you get like a show and you kind of get like super excited. And then you kind of like go down the rabbit hole and see how far you get. And it just, if you're not careful, you know, it will just go for hours. And then like something that a lot of cybersecurity professionals kind of do is get certifications. Mm. So for those certifications, you know, you sometimes require to study after work, or even if you're just trying to sharpen your skills or learn a new skill, you know, it just gets a little bit time consuming.
Right. How critical is it these days to have certain certifications or a number of certifications under your belt in order to pursue the cybersecurity as a career path? What have you found?
So, if you're trying to get into the field in general, it's good to at least have one. And mm-hmm. the reason is because recruiters look at that, and it's easier to get interview and get your foot in the door if you already have a certification. It doesn't have to be, you know, the OSCP, which is like the super crazy one, 24-hour test kind of thing. It doesn't have to be that one. It's definitely the most prestigious one around. But, you know, as long as you have something like the Security Plus from CompTIA, it's good enough to get an interview. But the thing that some people say is not just about the certification and just about, you know, memorizing and studying for the test. It's also like what kind of skills you have. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of certifications, but if you just want to get started, just Security Plus is enough. And I mean, you can even take a course in like your local community college and just do the test after that.
For those that really want to pursue this area and are fortunate enough to get an interview, are those interviews more like a development type interview where you're supposed to document an algorithm and document your thought process? What is that like for those that may be pursuing an interview and not really knowing of what to expect?
So there's two types of interviews. Sometimes it just depends on the company. So there's just like a verbal interview where they'll ask you security questions. But there's also other ones that are more technical, which like you basically are given like a box that you're supposed to hack. So there's this thing called Hack the Box, which is pretty well known. And basically it's like a virtual environment and it has certain vulnerabilities and you need to like find them and exploit them. And then once you're able to hack it, you need to put some kind of report together. I mean, it doesn't have to be super fancy. Just, you know, saying what you did and what you found and how you got there kind of thing.
Based on your personal experience, what other challenges have you faced, either being in cybersecurity in general or being a woman in cybersecurity?
It's not really a challenge, but it's more of you'll find, like, being a woman in cybersecurity, you'll find that you tend to be either the only one in your team or one of the few. So there's definitely, it is male oriented. I don't think that should discourage you. I mean, obviously that's how it is in most of the tech field, but for sure it's something that you kind of should expect. But at the same time, when there are other women in your team, you tend to have a stronger bond because there's not a lot of women in cybersecurity and you tend to just get closer together.
No, that's good to know that at least there's that element of bonding and, you know, of looking out for each other. So, I mean, that's always encouraging, you know, especially in an area where it's not traditionally pursued by women. From a advice perspective, I mean, for those that want to, what would you tell women in particular how to best navigate starting a career in cybersecurity?
So there is a shortage of cybersecurity professionals. However, a lot of those positions are more mid to senior level positions. I would say don't get discouraged if you apply to a bunch of places and you don't get the job or something. I think it's pretty common and you just kind of have to keep improving your skills and not give up. When I applied the first time to Rapid7, I didn't hear back. But then I kind of saw what they wanted, what they were looking for. And, you know, I got the Security Plus certification. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, I got the job. But I do think it is very competitive. I just think, you know, if you show that you're interested and have passion for it, even though you might not have a lot of knowledge, you can get the job. The other thing I do recommend if you're trying to get into cybersecurity in general is building your own home lab. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money building it. I mean, you can build it in the cloud, but it's definitely something managers and recruiters like hearing. And it shows that, you know, you are interested in cybersecurity and you're willing to put the extra time and then that you are, you know, learning on your own. Like I said, in cybersecurity, you just kind of have to keep learning. It's not like you get to that skill level and you stop learning.
Are there specific resources that you would personally recommend that would be most beneficial?
Yeah, so SANS, which is one of the places that gives certifications, has this women's boot camp. And basically it is for women trying to get into cybersecurity, which, you know, they might not have that experience. So it allows you to take several courses and you take the certifications too for those courses. And once you complete that, you are ready to kind of go into the cybersecurity field and you come out with a bunch of certifications. So last I've heard, it's free for women. The only thing is you need to apply and they kind of pick, you know, a certain amount of women.
One more thing. I'm fascinated by the home lab. If you go through these certifications, would you be able to get guidelines on building your own home lab, or are there other resources that need to be accessed in order to build that capability and be able to practice on a regular basis?
YouTube is great for that. Definitely a lot of good resources there that will tell you of like how to build your home lab. There are also some books. I don't remember the names right now, but there are definitely some books out there that will teach you how to do that too. But yeah, I would say YouTube is your main resource.
Gisela, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's really fascinating to hear about what your path has been. And so I'm sure that anybody that watches this video will be able to learn a lot from you. And best of luck to you, because I think you're in an awesome field. So thank you so much again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.